Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Jeff has wanted to ask you guys this question since like 7:15 this morning. He told us this morning that if and when Jessica gets pregnant, and this is a decision that they decide to make, that he doesn't want to be in the delivery room when she's delivering their baby.
I'm not saying I would rather not. I know that I have to be. My frustration comes from the fact that at some point in the past 2 decades, the opportunity to decide that has been taken away from men.
There are so many obvious reasons that we debated why guys have to be in the delivery room earlier this morning. Doesn't need to be debated again.
Yeah. No.
But Jeff, his fear is that he's going to pass out. Like, he'll see the blood, he can't handle all this stuff, and he's going straight down.
Right. And I want all the attention focused on the greatest child ever to be born. So
down the hall.
That being said,
that's happened twice already. Jesus and Sanjay.
Oh my God.
But go on.
Seriously, dude. Federal. Secret Service. You'll just disappear.
Does he have to wear that, like, that Navy captain uniform if he becomes U.S. Surgeon General, like Coop did? Or was Coop
in
the Navy?
No, Coop was in the Navy.
Yeah.
All right, just wondering, because Sanjay would look good in that uniform.
And he was also the guy who found all the fried fish patties.
Anyway.
See, Everett Coop tells you not to smoke and Long John Silver wants you to have a fried fish patty.
He should have done all his PSAs in that yellow slicker.
Yes, with that hat. Oh my gosh, I wish we had a webcam.
Anywho, and this came from an instant message from somebody that shall not be named, because if no phone calls come in, I don't want her to be embarrassed. But she said, you should do what my husband did. He was drunk in the delivery room.
Oh, I'm sure that happens a lot.
So he was so anxious about the whole thing that he just
brought
decided
a flask into the delivery room. And he was buzzed when he went in.
So is there anybody listening right now that was either buzzed in the delivery room or your husband was drunk in the delivery room just so he could be there for support? He had to get through it any way he could.
Right.
And alcohol gave him a little liquid confidence.
And I'm sure a lot of it's the accidental drunk, you know, like, mm-hmm. because I'm sure there are guys that may purposely do that. But, you know, what's worse is it's the accidental drunk and they probably still pass out.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Autumn.
Hi.
Hey.
My ex-husband, we were married for 10 years, and it was an accidental drunk in the delivery room. We go in, my they admit me into the hospital, and as soon as my water breaks, he promptly gets up and throws up in the bathroom, and the nurse is checking on him rather than checking on me.
See, that's my concern.
That's what Jeff was saying earlier this morning also.
He was drunk. You're not going to be drunk. You're going
to
be fine.
But it's that accidental drunk like Melissa's talking about. As you go just to ease the nerves a little bit, you take a little bit, and a little turns into too much.
Right. And you know, maybe you had a lack of sleep. Maybe you didn't eat much that day. So all the circumstances make you drunk.
And you're nervous at the same time.
Yeah.
Good morning, Pamela. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. My husband, when we had our first child, he wasn't drunk, but he came into the delivery room high. And that was the only way he could get through it. And the whole 9 months, he kept saying, I'm not going to cut the cord. Well, he basically pushed the doctor out of the way to cut the cord.
He didn't eat the cord, did he?
No. The image was hilarious. My mom had a fit over it.
So somewhere in like the north side parking lot before he comes in, he just breaks out some weed, takes a hit, and then comes on in?
No, his friend, they went to Walmart to get the cigars for the baby and all that stuff.
Laced
and when
him.
He comes back, I was like, I'm over here in pain giving birth to your child, and this is the way you come back to the hospital.
Oh, no. If the doctors gave you that choice at the moment, though, as the mother, you take it too.
People probably won't say this to your face, but I'm just going to... I mean, this is no basis on judgment for love of your baby, but he really bought the cigars at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably a little Swisher sweets.
That's what I'm saying. Did he break the plastic ends off?
That was the closest place. That's where he went.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like if she went into labor, I mean, where's he going to go?
Right.
You want to go into the smoke shop that's, you know, in Buckhead?
It's coming.
He
doesn't smoke
anymore. After that, you know, he went to hold the baby and it scared him. And he doesn't smoke no more, thank God. But, you know, that scared him straight. I was like, yes.
That's when does a man plan ahead to get the cigars for his baby?
Seriously, Jeff.
Hey, he had weed in his car.
Hey, Rachel, hold on 1 sec for me. You're going to be my closer call, okay?
Okay.
All right, sometimes it's not the husbands that are drunk in the delivery room. Sometimes it's the staff.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
And we'll talk to Rachel about that in a second. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, my husband was accidentally drunk. Mm-hmm. We went to a benefit, and I was 8.5 months pregnant, and he proceeded to drink and drink and drink. And I went into labor 2 weeks early, had to drive myself to the hospital.
Oh no.
All right, this one here is a little bit more justifiable, though, because she went into labor early, and it's not like he got buzzed in order to go to the delivery room.
Mm-hmm.
What was bad is I actually started cramping and said, I'm going to go sit out in the car. I don't feel real well, and something's not right, and I need you to meet me as soon as you get done talking to the person you're talking to. And he stayed for like an hour. And I had to text him, couldn't get out of the car and go find him, too much pain. So, drove myself to the hospital, parked in like the emergency parking, and I was like, you know, my car is in emergency parking. It's only good for half an hour. Drunk husband can't go move it. And, he actually ended up passing out in the delivery room, like on the floor in the most disgusting place in a delivery room.
You said this was your ex-husband or this is your current husband?
Current husband.
Oh, but he's paying every damn day.
Yes, he is.
He sure is.
Without a doubt.
That's one you don't forget. Okay, Rachel, not your husband that was drunk.
No, my doctor was drunk when I was delivered.
What?
So my mom's doctor was drunk. At the time she said she didn't even really think about it because I was such a large baby. I was 10 pounds, 2 ounces.
Oh, my God.
So, in retrospect, they should have given her a C-section, but she was trying to have me naturally and was so consumed by that she actually had to put the pieces back together the next day to realize what had happened. And he was drunk, and as a result I have an arm injury from it because my arm was the first part of my body that he could hold on to, so he just continued to pull me out by it. It was very bizarre. It's kind of like a Lifetime movie. I mean, he went in to change all my birth files and everything, and kind of left the state after that.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, lawyers are tripping over themselves trying to call and get your information.
No kidding. This was how long ago?
26 years ago.
Wow.
And you still have the scars from it.
That's sad and tragic what happened, but I could see where if a doctor was not on call, but was being paged because you go into delivery, and let's say they're at a benefit, and they're drinking at a benefit like that woman's husband, and they're accidentally drunk, and then they get the page that one of their patients has gone into labor.
I can tell you this. It's another topic for another time, but keep in mind my sister-in-law is a nurse, and the calls that we would take from nurses confessing that the doctors that come back from being on call that are working on patients that are drunk would shock you.
No way.
Happens more than y'all think.
Really?
You mean like had one beer at lunch, or
no.
You mean like
you're talking about
drunk.
Like doctors are on call,
right?
The nurses can't handle what's going on, or they're supposed to. The protocol is you call the doctors. Doctors are on call, and they're not supposed to be drinking.
Okay,
but they go ahead and they risk it. They gamble. Look, nothing's gonna happen.
Oh, that
tonight.
They won't get the call.
Nothing's gonna happen tonight. So they go to a party. They get their drink on.
Wow.
And sure enough, they're called in, and they have to go back to the hospital and work on the patients, and they're drunk. You'll be shocked by the calls.
It's scary.
Wow.
Good morning, Tiffany. You're on Q100. Hi.
Well, I went into labor while my husband was at work. He came home. I had to wait for him to take a shower. Then we had to go by his grandmother's house, and she gave him like 10 Percocet or something.
Oh, no.
And so we were in the delivery room, and I did not know that's why he went by there. So I'm wondering, in the delivery room, he's acting really freaked out and like, turns green when my son comes out.
Is this your grand?
He couldn't cut the cord. The doctors were like, sir, do you want to sit down? Because you look like you're about to pass out. So he was pretty, I mean, he was feeling pretty good. We were both doped up, but
was it your grandma or his grandma who slipped him the pills?
His grandmother.
Okay.
In any situation, if you're a drug supplier, legal or illegal, is your grandparents. It puts you in a different category.
Right.
A totally and completely different category. You don't want to be in.
The Bird Show.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place, or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost, while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.